Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
Joining me on the line, or joining you on the line, is Anton Hanekom. He's executive director at Plastic South Africa. A very good morning to you, Anton. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, and fine, thank you very much, and good morning to your listeners.
Anton, you know, recycling in South Africa over the past couple of years has been a topic that everyone's been talking about, and it seems like it's one of those things that we understand, but we don't understand. It's almost as if some parts of the community understands it, and some hear about it, but they don't know what's happening. But just as a matter, how much recyclable plastic has entered the waste stream this past year, and how much of that was recycled?
Perhaps maybe let me just give you a little bit of context before I answer your question, and maybe just to let the visitors or the listeners know that Plastics SA is the umbrella body for the plastics industry, and we represent the whole value chain. The surveys that we've done is every 5 years we do a complete survey where we talk to every single recycler in the country, all the new startups. We're also looking at the SARS import and export stats specifically around waste. We talk to waste management companies, producers, and PROs. That we repeat on an annual basis, but then we're only looking at 80% of the tonnages that's been produced the previous year, and we physically talk to those people in this way. How we put our stats together, so it's accurate, it's consistent every year, and we believe that our numbers are very good if you compare that to Europe, for example. In 2016, coming back to your question, we've put the waste that actually entered the official waste stream is 1.14 million tons of post-consumer plastics. And I need to mention that it is waste that's coming from the landfills, where it's collected on a voluntary basis. It's not, if you compare it again from Europe, where it's coming from separation at source or other infrastructure where it's collected. So in total, more than 41.8% was recovered in South Africa last year for recycling purposes.
My, I don't have a picture, but that sounds like a huge number. But then, talking to that, what is the effect of these recycling efforts in the plastic industry?
Again, let me explain the process to help you and listeners to understand that. In South Africa, we don't have many separation at source facilities. I think there's all systems in place. In Cape Town, they collect about 120,000 households. The waste generated by the households, they collect at the curbside, and where the households actually separate all recyclable material, including the other waste streams like tin and paper and glass and cans into a separate bag. So that's easy. That's collected. That's going to material recovery facility where it's sorted. And from there, it's baled into the various different types of material, which is then going to the recycler. One needs to understand that plastics, you cannot mix different types of plastics. It needs to be separate, and therefore it gets separated into the different waste streams. From the landfills, we have informal collectors, and there's roughly our calculation, and it's about 51,500 informal people collecting from landfills and in the environment, your trolley brigade people that collect waste, they sell it to a buyback center who will then sort it, bale it, and then sell it directly onto the recyclers. So it's quite a long process, but that's the systems that we use in South Africa. And the one big missing part is that we don't have the separation at source facilities available.
And in talking to that, I hear, thank you for giving us, you know, the processes that you go through and what the effect and what sort of the effect these efforts will have in the plastic industry. Now, we know what you do, but do you believe, or rather, do you think, or what else do you think we need to support the growing trend of recycling in South Africa?
I think the main thing, Abs, is that every user needs to be a responsible user and discard the waste in a responsible way. I mean, we all need packaging. Without that, our food will be, we won't be able to eat that. The food waste in South Africa won't be a third. It would probably increase to two-thirds, where more and more stuff will be thrown away because it's not protected through the various layers and things. So one thing is being responsible. So if you use it, don't throw bottles out of your window. We see that regular now, and it seems like it's increasing. When you've used it, put it in a dustbin where it can be collected and can be recycled. The same at your household. Even if you don't have a formal separation at source facility or service at your house, still put all your recyclables in a separate bag and put it on top of the bin. That way, at least when it ends up in the landfill, those people have very short time to collect the recyclables out of the waste stream that's coming in. At least that way they have the opportunity to remove it and we'll get better and cleaner waste coming through our systems.
To you listening at home, news has surfaced this week from Plastic South Africa as they released their annual survey on plastic recycling. The good news is that the stats show that the growing public pressure to recycle is working, with the results for the period ending December 2016 revealing that an increase of recycled plastic in South Africa with a year-on-year increase of 5.9%. So, well done, South Africa. Good job. Joining you on the line to chat to you this morning about the survey and what it means for South Africa is Anton Hanekom, the Executive Director of Plastic South Africa. Anton, talking about this, though, your report has found that South Africa recycles almost twice as much as Europe. Is this something to be proud of, or is it just because we produce twice as much waste?
I think that we're much smaller than Europe, so our numbers are smaller, but percentage-wise, we, in terms of mechanical recycling, South Africa is definitely doing better than Europe. That's on the one side. Unfortunately, if one look at how much waste is still going to landfill, Europe is much better than us. Maybe a few things to consider here as well is that Europe have structured systems in place that they collect the waste. That's then either been used for recycling. Europe is also doing extensive energy recovery from waste. And then the rest, like what happens at Africa, is going to landfill. So maybe just a number in 2014, and that's the latest numbers that Europe has available, they collected 25.8 million tons of waste, of which only 29.7% was recycled. Energy recovery was around 40%, landfill around 30%. Of that recycling, Europe exports a lot to China. They don't have the same sort of recycling facilities available, so a lot of that is it's exported. They do a lot energy recovery. And hence the whole thing around the circular economy. It's been reinvented or recreated in Europe, and the whole purpose there is to do more recycling and less incineration of waste.
That being said, sorry, Anton, I'm just running out of time, and I do have to ask you this question from one of the listeners, saying that before we let you go, the question is, how are you supporting recycling in schools, universities, or eco-clubs? If you do, do you leave your contact, because they would like to work with you at, I think it's someone from the University of the Western Cape. So, do you work with them?
Yes, we do. We work on various levels. We work with schools, universities. We work with municipalities, local government, and so on. We've been, for the last 20 years, we've been the coordinators of the International Coastal Cleanup Day. Currently, we're working with four specific river catchment areas where we work with communities around the rivers to ensure that there is support and they understand the education. Last year, we had quite a number of schools where we educated. This year alone, since July, we've trained more than 20,000 learners already on that. So we're involved with cleanups. Where communities do want to get involved with cleanups, we do support them. We help them, not financially, we don't have the resources for that, but with bags and things like that. So if communities want to get involved, schools, children, they must talk to us.
And your website, very quickly, Anton?
It's www.plasticsinfo.co.za.
Thank you so much for that. Anton Hanekom, Executive Director at Plastics South Africa.